The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Baseball actually beat football for the first time in recent memory.
That was the whole point of
this. And that's also surprising. It's surprising to me because Cowboys-Eagles is generally a pretty good draw. This is the first weekend where I can say that, where I wasn't just bored to tears with,
but don't you think
the quality of the games.
That what we've seen over the first six, 7 weeks of the season has now sort of rolled over, and it's having a snowball effect to where people aren't just glued to the TV because there's an NFL game on.
Bill, you got on Izzo about, what was that all about?
I have no idea what you guys, I don't know. What are you guys talking about?
That is such a BS answer. If a player went nuts, he'd be getting ripped by everybody today. But because he's the head coach, like, oh, it's okay. Well, I think it's worse when the head coach does that. Why would you want to play for a guy like that?
Maybe players dig a guy who comes in and deflects all blame from them publicly.
You've been a 9-7 coach for 2 years. It's another one, man. It makes it hard to root for those guys.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN, your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click a like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And I probably should have told you for your troll text. I'm just ignoring them, so that's why.
What? It's Halloween.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You have Halloween. Big Halloween plans?
No, not really.
Sit around and watch football?
Football and World Series of Poker, probably.
Lamont asked this earlier. I lost it. Oh, he asked if Tom Herman is trending downward.
I
would have said 2 weeks ago, I would have said no. Now I don't know.
That was an interesting game because for the first three quarters, well, really the first half and then the early part of the third quarter, they look like the same crap team that they've been for 3 weeks. And then Greg Gordon's turning the ball over. They're just sloppy. And all of a sudden, they look like the team that just dominated the first five games and came back and won the game. And it's one of those. And I said this about the Navy game. If they'd played four more quarters, Navy would have still won the game. If they'd played four more quarters in this one, they'd have put 80 up on them.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to think, but I definitely would say there's a little bloom off that rose. Definitely.
I mean, still not enough that he can't get a job.
No, he'll get another good job. But, or he's already got a pretty good one, too. So it's just... I wouldn't say he's trending downward. I would just say that maybe he's costing himself a couple million a year when he gets the bigger job down the road. Texas won.
They did. Which, remember, I feel like we told everyone that's a trap line.
Yeah, we did.
So that was a...
That's the thing I'm almost more proud of about anything this week is I stayed away from a lot of scary lines.
Yeah.
Just said, you know what? That seems too good to be true.
Yeah, I think the two that jumped out to me, one was that Seattle Saints line, which I stayed away from. You actually hit it.
Yeah, I took Saints.
The other one was that Texas Baylor line, which another one I stayed away from. But, I mean, those were numbers that were just begging you to take the favorite, begging you to take a road favorite, the favorite being the much better team, obviously. But it was just situationally, those were rough spots. And, yeah. I don't think it does anything to change Charlie Strong's situation.
I think he's either gone or he's not. Even if he wins out, I think he's he's either gone or he's not. And
I think he's gone.
I do too. I don't think there's any way that he hangs around there. Do you see? We hit on it a little bit there, but Bob McNair basically saying that Osweiler's a rookie. John, do we have that perchance?
Man,
I'm just curious.
John's not even listening.
Yeah, that's all right. No, we don't have it. Okay,
no,
so
we don't. Okay,
but I can tell you what he said. Which
I hate that talk. I hate that it's making excuses. It's garbage. Honestly, Brock Osweiler's not a rookie. That's a dude who's been around the league for a long time. He knows what's expected of him.
He's a it's not even a first-time starter. I mean, he started last year. Said he's basically a rookie. I think he's doing fine. I just added that. He's going to make some mistakes, but he shows that he has the talent, he has the ability, and has the leadership that the team has confidence in him. I thought Brock had a much improved game. I think there was a little miscommunication on that one interception. I don't put all that on him. That was on both of them. Made a lot of good throws. I think he's going to continue to get better. Okay.
If you say so.
I
you say continue to get better. That would mean that he's started to get better, because I haven't seen any of that.
The problem is, and I get what he's trying to do here, but the rookie thing, that's just like the fan who tells you, oh, well, you know, we missed three field goals and then the game was close until the fourth quarter and they got an interception and it got out of hand. But we're close.
We're real close.
That's fooling yourself into a losing mentality. It really is. And if you think he had a better game this week, I have some bad news for you. Would you like to hear the updated bottom of the total QBR rankings?
Give it to me.
Well, remember last week, Brock was 27th?
Yes.
Well, 31 and 32 are still the same because they didn't play. Ryan Tannehill at 31, Case Keenum at 32. At number 30, Ryan Fitzpatrick holding strong in his spot. At 29, Brock Osweiler.
So Osweiler, Fitzpatrick, who are the bottom two?
Tannehill Keenum.
Oof.
He was surpassed this week by Blake Bortles, which... Yeah, you know, Bortles' numbers look good, but he did not play a good game. We talked about that after Thursday. He had a lot of empty stats.
But that total QBR is supposed to sort of balance that out.
Yeah, it does. He's 0.6 ahead of Blake Bortles. And Carson Wentz has moved up to 27 now.
Well, thoughts and prayers to
him. There's some pretty good.
He's not close to Fitzpatrick, Tannehill, Keenum yet, is he?
He's at 49.2. Fitzpatrick is 46, Tannehill 45, Keenum 41.2.
He's got some cushion then.
Yeah,
he's all right.
Yeah, he should be fine.
And on the bye week, I feel like he's probably going to stand right around. He's going to end up right about where he is this week, right?
Yeah, unless somebody else. The only guys that are kind of in range to fall beneath him are Bortles and Wentz.
Okay.
And Russell Wilson has crept down here. There's some pretty good names.
Dude, Russell Wilson sucks right now. Trust me, I know. Well, he's my starting quarterback in my fantasy in two of my fantasy leagues, including one that has some serious money attached to it.
That's not good. 50.8 for him. Carson Palmer, 54.6 at 23.
That's not good either.
At 22, well, the Broncos are right. Trevor Siemian is better than Brock Osweiler.
Yep.
He's at 54.7, 22nd. The good ones. Surprisingly, well, no, it's pretty much the names we talked about. Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott third, Aaron Rodgers fourth, Drew Brees fifth. Interestingly enough, Derek Carr 11th, which I'm a little surprised. I thought he would have been higher up.
You know, I thought so too.
It's Ben Roethlisberger still on there, who's been out. Tyrod Taylor is still 7th on this list. Matt Stafford 8th. Philip Rivers 9, Andrew Luck 10.
Yeah.
So Carr's at 11, which...
Who's number one?
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with the top three, Brady, Ryan, Prescott, too much. I would have thought Derek Carr would have been in that conversation, too. But Aaron Rodgers to be fourth, I almost think they just... This stat was geared to make him be up there, because I don't think he's been the fourth best quarterback in the league. In fact, I would take what Drew Brees has done this year over Aaron Rodgers.
I think
this season. And I'm not saying that means he's better, but I really don't think Aaron Rodgers has been the fourth best quarterback. So you know what? Here's my conclusion on the total QBR rankings. They're better at figuring out the bad players.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to argue with those guys at the bottom. And you really want to make a case that Russell Wilson hasn't been the 26th best quarterback?
Good luck.
I sure don't. All right, I got to get.
Where's Jameis Winston on that list?
Let me find Jameis. That's a good question. Mariota's 21st. Jameis is 18th.
Wow. Okay.
You know who else is kind of low on here? Alex Smith. He's 20th.
I mean, Alex Smith is one of the guys. He doesn't ever really do much.
But see, how Blaine Gabbert is still 13th?
No, I don't get that either.
It's crazy, man. If you're the Texans, you need Brock Osweiler to be 18th on this list.
Yeah.
No, you don't even have to be in the top 16. Just be 18th. Improve your game that much. And that would be he's going to have to improve by, wow, to get to 18, more than 10 points. That's significant. But Bob McNair says, still just a rookie.
Basically.
Yeah, basically a rookie.
Basically a rookie. Come on.
Joshua says, by the same token, RG3 is just a rookie too.
Yeah, basically.
Peter wanting to know, how long will your marriage to your sex robot last? I'm not marrying the sex robot. The sex robot is just for...
It's just for pleasure.
And Wayne wants to know, does it make
temporary
sandwiches?
Temporary pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, what you want it to be is like, take some pressure off the wife. How's that? She doesn't have to worry. Yeah.
You know, give her a day off now and again.
Yeah, or a month or a year, or however long you want. But that's the thing. You're not supposed to fall in love with the sex robot.
No, that's weird.
Yeah, that's very strange. That's even strange. Even I think that's strange. And I'm about as weird as anybody here. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. People want to know if you watched Walking Dead last night.
I did. I thought it sucked.
Really?
Yeah. And I think my wife is getting close to being done with it, so you may not get any more updates from me soon if she gets out of it.
Well, I told you I was going to get your report after three episodes.
They do the thing, and I don't like this on shows, when they show one part of a storyline, like they'll focus on one storyline for an entire episode, and then focus on an entirely different storyline for the next episode, and never touch back to last week's storyline. So it's like watching two totally separate shows. I don't like that, and that's what this week was. This whole episode was all about Carol.
Yeah.
And there's some king who has a tiger, which the tiger is like it's a bad CGI tiger. It's the stupidest looking thing. They would have been better off just leaving the tiger out of it, because I don't know what real role the tiger plays. So, yeah, it pissed me off, and it pissed my wife off, which is good.
So percentage of...
I think it's running out of time. I mean, they're going to have to do something pretty amazing here soon to reel her back in, because I feel like she's kind of fed up.
All right, I'm going to give something away to the people. WWE 2K17 is now out.
Yes!
Get in a backstage brawl, take your fight into the crowd, experience WWE action wherever you like. WWE 2K17 is bigger and better than ever. Thousands of new moves, backstage and in-arena brawling, and the biggest roster of superstars and legends like John Cena, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Brock Lesnar, just to name a few. The creation suite is incredible. Create your own superstars, divas, entrances, championships, arenas, highlight reels, and more. WWE 2K7 is available on all major video game platforms, rated T for Teen. Get yours now. Caller 25.
So on those games, like, you have to... The way you build up to do your special move is like you celebrate, or you like do some sort of taunting move.
Well, this is for PS4, by the way. Sorry.
And what I like to play the matches with my son, where I don't know what they're called, Jung, where you like the first person who can't get up after 10 seconds.
Last man standing?
Yeah. So I like to play in those matches with no rules, and I'll beat his ass. And I'll hit him with chairs and everything else, and I'll do a bunch of finishing moves on him. And while it's counting to 10 to count him out, I'll be doing my taunt to get ready to do another special move. And then right when it hits 9, I'll pick him up and then keep beating his ass again. He hates it. He just wants the match to be over to start a new one, but I'll never let him out. Sometimes we have matches that last 20 minutes of just me beating his ass.
Do you use the handicap? Like you can't use anybody that's like 10 ratings? You know?
No.
No?
No,
so you can pick like somebody that's the highest rated player on the game, and
yeah, I just let him pick he wants, and I pick who I want. I usually pick Andre the Giant. So that's
he's not very rated very high on that game.
No, he's not. It's a shame. No. It's garbage. But he'll do the headbutt, so I'll pick him up and headbutt him down. Oh, it drives him crazy. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement, they're trying to crack down on it. They don't want you even having a beer or two before you go out to drive, which. Listen, that's perfectly within your rights. You want to go out to dinner, you want to have a drink, and then drive home, you're allowed to do that. The no-refusal weekends they've got now, though, they can force you to take a blood test. So if your weekends suck because of a DWI arrest, there's still hope. Even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you. Remember, those tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The machine, the breath test machine makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results. Then it destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Juries are smart. They see the flaws in that machine. They see the flaws in the blood testing machine because they realize that police forensic capabilities aren't like CSI on television. It's not the same. They're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state, and he's right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests and the faulty science behind them. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com at 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butts.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Stay sportsy.
713-780-ESPN is your number. I guess I haven't really talked too much about Andre Johnson, who I think right now, greatest Texan. JJ's on a pretty upward trajectory, but
I'll go JJ.
I think body of work. I'll take Andre right now.
I think JJ accomplished more in a shorter time. I mean,
he's won more awards, but
he's the best defensive player in the league. Andre Johnson was never close to the best offensive player in the league.
You make a case he was the best receiver a couple years there, but I just think for what he did over time, I'll take his career over JJ's right now.
You can argue,
but I'm not putting him in the Hall of Fame though.
No.
Now, I say this, JJ, assuming JJ comes back healthy and has another, you know, even decent year, I'll change my opinion on that because I do think JJ will be in the Hall of Fame at some point.
Oh, maybe. I don't know if JJ may come back and have some Brian Cushing to it where he's just never comes back as the same player. And if JJ comes back as a solid player and no longer a spectacular player for the rest of his career, I don't know if he's done enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
I could argue that it's already pretty close because he's won some awards and done some things that nobody's ever done.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I'm not going to start speculating on what he's going to be like when he comes back because I have no clue. I'm pretty sure he'll roid up just like the other guys and get back and be a solid player next year. But
as far as... I mean, as far as Andre, you and I have talked a lot on this show about what it takes to get into the Hall of Fame for a wide receiver. And there are guys who I don't think anyone would argue I don't think anyone would argue that they are lesser players than Andre. I think most everybody would say T.O. and Randy Moss are better players than Andre Johnson was. I think most people would say Calvin Johnson was a better player than Andre Johnson.
And these are going to be guys you'll still be competing against to get in. There's a lot of other names, though. Like Hines Ward, while not a numbers guy, considered one of the best blocking receivers ever, he's going to get a lot of love for that. Plus, won a Super Bowl. And you've talked to these old guys. You know how they are. Winning means a lot to them. And Andre, whether it's his fault or not, never played in the Super Bowl. Here's another guy, very similar numbers, same stretch, Larry Fitzgerald.
And I think most people would say Larry Fitzgerald's had a more successful career than Andre Johnson.
But I don't know that gets him in.
I don't either, but he's still going.
Isaac Bruce, better numbers in a Super Bowl, not in.
Larry Fitzgerald's still producing at a really solid pace, you know, and those two guys... I think those two guys, more than anything, those two guys' careers sort of mimicked each other's, at least for the early parts of it. And as Andre sort of fell off, Larry continued to.
Well, and here's another one. Reggie Wayne is going to be in a group here about the same time. So
also has a Super Bowl.
And all of those things are going to come into play. And when you start comparing, it's just so hard to get in as a wide receiver. If T.O. didn't make it on the first run, I don't
no
see
one that. Should make it on the first run.
I don't see Andre Johnson making
no,
it.
No, no way.
Just some numbers, though. He's in the top 10 in career receptions all time, but Jason Witten will pass him by the end of this year. Anquan Boldin might if he stays healthy. Steve Smith, probably not, but you know those are all active guys who will probably knock him out of the top 10. And on receiving yards, same thing. He's 10th, but there's some active guys that are knocking on the door there. The things that are going to hurt him, lack of touchdowns, lack of winning.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people like, oh, well, he never.
Well, also playing here. I mean, let's face it. This is not a sexy market. This is not a sexy franchise. It's a young franchise that does not have a history to it. So I think it's less recognized when you succeed here, when you perform well here.
Yeah, although I think if he had the same career in maybe if he had the same career in Green Bay, we wouldn't be talking about it. But the difference is he would have put up bigger numbers.
And he would have won a Super Bowl there.
Probably. But yeah, I don't know if that'll be a factor, because when it comes to the Hall of Fame, the real power there are the guys who do the voting, and John McClain's got a lot of power. So I don't think the market's going to mean a damn thing. But I just think when you look at it compared to some of these other guys, really good player, not going to make it. And I could be wrong. Maybe
they could be, but I don't think you are. I mean, this is
the whole thing. Well, he never had a quarterback. Matt Schaub threw for a bunch of yards for a few years there, and including one year, it was what, third in the league in yardage, and that and Andre was the target the whole time.
Yeah,
and so that's kind of silly. He didn't get to play with Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning. And if you
neither did Calvin Johnson.
No, and really, most of these guys didn't, except for Randy Moss for a stretch.
What, 2 years?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. And
I guess T.O. got a year or two of Steve Young.
Yeah. I don't know. Weren't they on to Jeff Garcia? He was real early in his career.
Yeah, I think he got mostly Jeff Garcia, but he got a little Steve Young action.
But when you add all that up, if you just look at him and say, oh, well, look what he did. He should be in the... Well, that's not how it works. You have to look at what everybody else did.
Yeah, I think you have a tough time making the argument for him. I think he's one of those guys who was a great player for a long time, but just falls short of being a historically great player, and that's what they put into the Hall of Fame, is the historically great players.
Theoretically.
Yeah, well, and some they don't put in all the historically great players.
No, but they love them some little white guys from the 50s, though.
Oh, yeah.
Blair was saying, if it makes you feel any better, the Tigers sort of pivotal later, when assuming they stick to the comics. And somebody asked me last night about this new character in the comics, and I'm kind of like, man, I don't remember. It's been 8 years, and I quit reading them, so I don't even remember how far I got in them. But I lost interest in those because I lost interest in the TV show.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to remember.
And if you're going
to
do a tiger, you do better with the tiger. I mean, that CGI tiger is so awkward. It just doesn't look good at all.
Joey said Schaub finished a year number one in passing yards. I think that was the year they were always losing games, and he was having to throw the ball the entire second half. And, yeah, Andre put up some numbers in.
I think that was the year he got his extension, isn't it?
What do you think, John? No. Hall of Famer or no?
No. No, it'd be very hard. Andre Johnson has 4 career playoff games. Larry Fitzgerald has 5 touchdowns this season. And Larry Fitzgerald's halfway through this season has just as many touchdowns as Andre's last, I guess, 5-plus touchdown year. It was 2013.
Yeah, it never got 10 touchdowns in a season.
9 in 2009, and then 8 in 2010, and then downward from there.
Yeah, I think it was 2009 is the year that Schaub threw for 4,770 yards. How do you throw for 4,770 yards and only throw 29 touchdowns?
I don't know.
As much as they were putting the ball up.
And they were, guess what? 9-7.
Yep.
7.
All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. A lot of people trying to make a case for Andre, but I just don't see it, man. I don't. I think he was close. He needed another big year. He needed last year.
He needed to, like, either the Titans year or the Colts year to be like one of his vintage Texans years, and it just wasn't. I would almost say I feel bad for him because his Colts year was the one year that the Colts didn't have a stud quarterback chucking the ball around for thousands of yards. It was bad luck, but I mean,
see what you did there.
It was also, well, that's true. But it was also a matter of, if you watch those games last year and if you've watched the games this year, he doesn't get separation anymore. He's just a shell of what he once was. And that was really going back to his last year with the Texans. I mean, he just was no longer a great player.
And he couldn't handle the workload they were trying to give him. He was fumbling the ball and things like that at the end of his – the Texans cut him at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
But he needed to have a bounce back year, and it didn't happen. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. Getting a lot of any play tonight or opinion. I don't have anything. I'm going to shut it down for the week and start getting ready for horse racing.
Yeah, so. I got nothing either. If I were to play it, it'd be the +5, but I'm not interested.
Maybe the under. Well, maybe that, but I don't have anything for you. Sorry. Do you see, were you here when Tony Wiley was running the PR for the Texans? Or was it always Cooper?
It was always Cooper.
Okay. John, is he in there? Yeah, there he is. You remember Tony Wiley, right?
Yeah, not the friendliest. If you got on his bad side, he was not very friendly.
That's all PR people.
Yeah. No, Coop actually was a very nice guy, very helping in almost every aspect. He's not there anymore, but
I always got the feeling he hated me. Cooper. Mm. But I don't know.
Who's with the Rockets now? I don't even know who the Rockets PR person is anymore.
I don't either.
Or the Astros.
Because Nelson left, right?
Yeah. I knew Nelson real well. I liked him. I don't know what they've done since. I haven't even met the person. That ought to tell you something. Who does Astros now?
It's still Gene. Okay. Gene Diaz?
Don't know. Nope. Well, Tony was the guy when the Texans first started. And I actually got along real well with Tony, but I could tell Tony's got a little temper on him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's now with the Redskins, and he's been there for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been there since Shanahan was, I think.
Didn't he have some kind of...
He's had, yes.
He was in the news for some reason a while back.
Yeah, and he was in the news again yesterday because someone went to interview his kicker who just missed, and here he goes.
Dustin Hopkins, what went wrong by the kick?
First of all, I'm just disgusted that that happened for my guys.
Hey, no!
Okay.
No
interviews. Das war eindeutig keine Interviews.
No interviews on the field, is that what he said?
Yeah, he ran out there and pushed the guy away.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, not going to take any crap from those Euros. You don't get to interview the kicker on the field.
Well,
what was the thing he did? He did something else where he caused a scene there. And he's had a couple of things since he's been in Washington. But, yeah, that's poor Euros.
Yeah, they can't catch a break.
They're trying to ask the kicker what the hell happened.
Can't catch a break.
See, and I'm pretty sure those Euros expect more out of kickers.
Yeah.
Because
they're soccer guys.
Exactly. It's like, hey, you should be able to make that one, pal. But, yeah, that was very interesting. Speaking of Shanahan's, you see that looks like Kyle Shanahan's starting to finally get some play as the one of the next hot head coaching candidates.
Yeah, I've told you he's been impressive. I've I'm I understand the hesitance to say, yeah, he looks good, because he hasn't always, and he's found some ways to look bad when he should have looked good. But I've been impressed with what he's done this year and last year. I don't know how
he's only 36, which I'd still like to see a little more seasoning. But you know, there's going to be a lot of jobs open, because there always are.
Yep. I don't know how he'd do as a head coach, but that's a job. I mean, you know, it's the natural progression. You succeed long enough as an OC, you get those jobs.
Well, and he's actually,
you might fail at them and then go back to being an OC, but eventually he'll get one. But he is young.
Voldemort telling me he went viral for screaming no means no after a game on the field last year.
That's what it was.
Yeah. I'm getting the trend here. Don't talk to his people on the field, basically. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. And, I think the one more thing, I want to get back to the World Series for just a second, because we talked about television ratings and how it actually beat Sunday Night Football. You know how they'll do those maps of who's rooting for who? Did you see the one who's rooting for who in the World Series?
No.
One state had Indians.
Everywhere else was Cubs.
Everywhere else was Cubs.
Not me.
Not me either. I of course, most of the time our vote doesn't count in Texas.
No. So
it's not like it matters.
No, but yeah, I've been cheering for the Indians. I've noticed I'm the only one, but I am definitely cheering for the Indians.
Actually, one of my friends went to a Cubs bar for Halloween dressed as Bartman, which was pretty funny.
Yeah.
He went in full Bartman.
If the Cubs win, I feel like they're going to be he's going to be welcomed in. He's going to get to throw like the first pitch or something, and everyone's going to forgive him.
I thought there was some talk of him doing that anyway, but
no, he won't come back. I don't think anybody even knows where he is.
Yeah. I kind of want the Indians to win, just because I think the Cubs with this group will get one at some point. But I just kind of like the fact that I just have a bunch of friends who are Cubs fans, and they're total dickweed Cubs fans.
Yeah.
They think they're the Yankees, and it's like they're right to win the World Series. So it hasn't been your right since 1908, pal.
Yeah.
But, yeah, part of me also would like to see them win, because I think they're the best team. And I like this Indians team, and I think with that pitching, it's going to be hard to beat them twice.
I do too, especially with that bullpen.
Patrick said the Euros probably weren't too mad about an NFL tie game. They're used to it.
That's true.
That is true.
The Indians, I didn't like that they didn't pitch Miller last night, but now they're going to have, I mean, with a day off, they're going to have a fully rested bullpen, and they've got their two best starters to go.
Yeah.
I feel like they like the position they're in,
And you can use Miller for as long as you want.
You can use him whatever. Yeah. You can go balls out with him if you need to. But they've got Tomlin and Kluber going to pitch. And remember, we talked about it in game three when the Cubs, they held out because they knew that they had a better chance of him winning at home, and that's why they decided to go with Hendricks in game three. Now he doesn't have that. He's going to be on the road when he pitches again. And so Kluber is definitely going to start game seven if it comes down to it. And I like their chances quite a bit.
All right, let's squeeze in one more call here before we go to break. Jake.
Sports, guys.
Sports.
Hey, I'm new to the show, new to the area. But I was just had a quick question. The guy y'all had on 5:30, I didn't know if y'all really agreed with him. Y'all didn't get into much detail about whether to take Dak Prescott or Carson Wentz over Brock Osweiler.
Because, I'd take either of those guys over Osweiler in a minute.
I wanted to get you guys' thoughts, because I kind of agree with you, AJ. I think Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz have far further upside than Brock Osweiler.
I honestly, like, looking around the league right now, there are very few quarterbacks that I'd rather have Osweiler. Like, I'm trying to think about it. go around the league, if you had to trade right now, who would you rather have, this guy or Osweiler? Is there, how many guys would you take Osweiler over?
Not many. Not many. I mean, I would say five, maybe six. And that might be stretching.
That's a big number. I mean,
well, I'd rather have him than Bortles. You know my opinion of Bortles.
I would rather have Bortles. I mean, is Bortles as good as everybody thinks he is? No, but God, at least he's got the balls to chuck the ball around a little bit.
Yeah, he just got the balls to chuck it to the wrong team.
Osweiler does that too.
If you put him in this offense and have him throwing the ball downfield, he's going to be a lot worse than Osweiler is.
I would rather have Osweiler than Keenum.
No, Kaepernick.
I don't know. That's tough. I hate Colin Kaepernick. I think he sucks.
I'd rather have him than Kaepernick, and I'd rather have him than Tannehill. That might be as far as I can go, though, as those
four. What about
four.
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I'd rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I would rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I might even rather have Tannehill. I don't know.
Okay, so four guys. I have four guys I'd rather have.
Him or Hoyer?
I'd still rather have him. Because I know Hoyer can't do it. He can't be good for an extended period. He's dead now. But
we don't know if Osweiler can be good for an extended period.
Well, if he stays out there and he's mediocre, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's a very short list, one way or the other. Very short
list.
Yeah,
well, I mean, I may be stretching it to go to four, but I'm trying to be fair. But it's not close on Wentz or Prescott for me.
Him or McCown?
It's hard to say. McCown's what, 36?
I mean, McCown's basically Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, he breaks, though. That's the thing. And then, because if you take one of those guys, you know they're going to break, like Hoyer, and you're going to wind up with TJ Yates or something like that.
I'd probably take him over Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, I probably would, too.
I think the long-term upside of Trevor Siemian is about none.
Yeah.
But luckily for the Broncos, they're not looking at him as the long-term answer.
No, they've got their long-term answer. Would I rather have Paxton Lynch long-term? Yeah, but I said that before the draft.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN.
I'll take Osweiler over Cody Kessler.
God.
You're listening to the Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
All right. Let's go to my man, Aubrey Theodi, with Dirt Free Carpet. Aubrey, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Beautiful afternoon.
It sure is. Man, Aubrey, I know a lot of people have family coming in for the holidays now that we're getting into that season, and everybody wants to get their floors looking right, huh?
Absolutely, Frank. You think about the mother-in-law test that's going to be happening in the next few weeks. You know, mom's coming in, the kids are coming in, everybody's coming in. Because we have beautiful weather that time of year in Houston, a lot of families travel. I think it's one of the most traveled cities statistically for family. The houses are beautiful, size, everything we have here in Texas. If you pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-DIRTFRE, you'll have everything in Texas soon. It'll be clean because we do carpets, tile, leather, grout, drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs. 281-DIRT-FREE, we have a $100,000 giant machine. It runs off the diesel engine. It starts cleaning without a soap or chemical residue. We created our own pre-spot water wand and our own machine, which runs off the truck with the fan powered machine. 281-DIRT-FREE, three rooms, $120. We're going to give away a free room and free Renaissance tickets. The first 25 callers to book a job, any of those services, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Guys, how can you beat the best technology, the best cleaning, starting in the worst area, and a couple freebies like that on top of the great service?
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free, always giving us good deals on our show. Appreciate you, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, man.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Join the station for lunch at Saltgrass Steakhouse, located in Meyerland Plaza tomorrow, with Joel Blank and Barry Laminack at 1 p.m. And Texan safety Quentin Demps joins the guys. Do you know what time Quentin's going to be on with those guys?
He should be there around 1. He said they said or he said bye weeks work a little weird because they have a lot of meetings. So in the early part of the week, so he has a meeting at noon, and hopefully he can get there by 1.
Okay, yeah, because that's not too far from
no
Kirby over there. And Disco had a picture with
that's a good costume.
Yeah, I retweeted that. That's pretty badass. All right, let's do the Dumbass Report.
Yeah, I was just pulling up my stories, and the last one, my favorite story fell off. I wanted to start with, this one's almost a sports story, I guess, because Pat Mahomes, did you see that he got arrested?
I did not.
The former Major League pitcher and father of Texas Tech quarterback Patrick Mahomes was arrested on a public intoxication charge at the TCU game on Saturday. I don't know. Texas Tech won in double overtime. Maybe a double overtime win would be what it takes to get you drunk. But I would guess you're not. Not every stadium allows drinking. I would guess TCU is probably on the list of ones that doesn't,
it doesn't. I've been there. You have to sneak alcohol in.
So you're looking at a flask situation.
Yes,
here.
Definitely.
Mahomes was booked into the Fort Worth City Jail and released Saturday night. He was causing a disturbance and acting belligerent in the stands when he was arrested by an off-duty officer who was working at the game. That's a little bit embarrassing, I guess, when you're the starting quarterback if your dad's getting arrested during your game. That's not ideal, right?
Not wise, guys.
Yeah, what she said.
Yeah, I feel like...
That's one of the reasons why I don't go to a lot of events anymore and drink, because I could see that being me. I don't know about belligerent,
well,
but
you definitely don't want to do that. Like if your son or daughter has an event,
yeah,
that they're like if your daughter's the star of a play,
yeah,
don't want to be wasted getting kicked out of said play.
No, although there was a time that could have been a possibility.
Yeah, that's not the best idea though. Let's go with this one. A kid faked his own kidnapping to get $1,000 from his mom.
That's all he's worth.
I guess so. A 21-year-old Spanish kid, like a Spaniard, has been arrested for faking his own kidnapping. I guess he owed some money, gambling issue is what it looks like, and needed to pay an outstanding debt, was desperate. So the distraught mother turned to police after receiving ransom demands on her mobile phone. She turned up at the police station and... The warning said don't go to authorities, but she went to the authority. She was told to leave the cash at a secret location. If you want to see your son again and live the rest of your life in peace, officers immediately leapt into action following established protocol for kidnappings, but quickly located the 21-year-old walking around town freely.
If you're a turd, it's going to come back to you.
It's going to come back to you. And maybe my favorite story, and I love the police. I don't want to make this a police busting thing, but if you're a crappy cop, then yeah, this should happen to you. A Denver police officer was arrested and suspended without pay on Friday after an internal affairs investigation. Officer Julian Archuleta faces charges of misdemeanor theft, first-degree official misconduct, and tampering with physical evidence. According to an affidavit, he responded to a call of shots fired. After a short pursuit, suspects rolled their vehicle. The driver ran away from the scene, but the passenger was left unconscious in the seat. During the call, Officer Archuleta was wearing a body camera. Video from the body camera shows him going through the suspect's pockets while he was unconscious. He discovers an unknown amount of cash and sets it on the passenger seat. One stack of bills in the video contains a $100 bill on the outside of the stack. Officer Archuleta seen separating the $100 bill and other bills that were stacked inside it. The camera pans away from the passenger seat. When the seat is back in view, there are no large bills visible. A detective collected evidence from the scene, including suspected narcotics, a firearm, and cash, totaling $118. No $100 bills were collected, and there was no mention of the bills in his report. Yeah, that's not wise, guys. After he was contacted by IA, Officer Archuleta told a detective that he found 12 $100 bills in his war bag and that the money, quote, must have fallen in his bag. not wise.
Yeah,
guys.
That's not so good.
Yeah, and that's your dumbass report for this week.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. We will be back tomorrow with more fun and frivolity. I want to thank Zhong Li. Doing a great job. Chewbacca, even better job than Zhong Li. We have Chewbacca, the A-plus today.
Strong work.
We have Hoffman, an A-plus.
Always.
Pretty solid D-minus for the first
You've
day
been
of the week.
Worse.
I know. I've been
worse on a Monday.
So it's a good way to start. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great Halloween if you're doing it. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.